Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Movie time. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from mike-mayo.com, is back with us today. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, John. How are things there?
Everything is terrific, man. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's hard for me to even talk about sitting in front of the television to watch a movie, but that's what we got to do. What is Destroyer? I missed this one.
Yeah, and you did, because it got virtually no theatrical release last year. The studio was hoping it would be an Oscar possibility for Nicole Kidman.
I mean, she's with that name, yeah, I would think that this would have gotten a lot of attention.
But if you saw her picture in it, you might not even recognize her. She looks so bad in this. I mean, okay. She's playing a completely burned-out L.A. police detective. And in the first shot in the movie, it's this close-up of her, and it looks like she's coming off of a three-day drunk. I mean, it's just, you've never seen her looking that bad.
I'm going to pull that up right now. She's a beautiful woman.
And she is. And in time, this is one of those movies that splits its time between the present and, about, say, 15 years ago or so, a little more than that, when she was a much younger police officer and was involved in another case. And the story of the film involves the two cases in the present and the past and how they come together. It's one of those movies that's a little bit tricky with time, so that you don't really understand what's going on until the very end.
Hold on. Let me interrupt you. You are right about this. She looks terrible. I just pulled it up. This is not the same woman.
That's not going to sell a lot of tickets.
No kidding. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just so taken aback by this.
I know. It's astonishing. And she's very good in it. This movie is for people who are watching the streaming series Bosch, about the L.A. police detective Harry Bosch. Very similar kind of material here. A little bit of L.A. Confidential, too. Rated R, very much not for kids. But if this kind of detective story appeals to you, give this one a look. I don't think you'll be disappointed at all, and it's something you'll be glad you saw, even if you didn't get a chance to see it in the theater.
All right. And then there's Escape Room. Now, this is one that Alonzo and I went and saw, and it's gross, but I was intrigued by the whole thing. And I've done a few of these escape rooms, not where they're threatening to burn you up if you don't figure out the puzzle, but...
Yeah, and I had not. In fact, I didn't even really understand that escape rooms were a thing at all until I learned about this movie. And the whole idea of the escape room just scares me. I'm a little bit claustrophobic anyway, but I understand
they don't
actually lock you in. You can get out.
Well, yeah, if you start crying, they'll open the door.
And I probably would. But this is the premise of this is that you get these six people who are each promised $10,000 if they can solve the puzzle and get out. Of course, it turns out that it's much more complicated than that, more than one room. It's a little bit like the Saw franchise,
right,
but without the graphic violence. This is a PG-13 rating. I'm like you. I kind of enjoyed it. If you accept the premise, just want to be entertained by this kind of movie, I think it does exactly what you want to. I had never heard of any of the people in the cast. I thought they did good work. I would not be surprised, since this did very well in theaters, if it doesn't become a new franchise.
Oh, I think it will. And when you come visit me in Richmond, we'll go do an escape room here, because they've got a couple of good ones. Seriously.
Right,
that'd be fun
cry.
To do. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from mike-mayo.com. Thanks.
Take care.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.